And we're recording. We're recording 2025.
Right now?
Yeah, we're recording right now. It's 2025. It's been a while. We took quite a break.
We randomly took several months off.
Yeah, and we did release the episodes randomly, so we're true to our namesake, I guess.
And we focused on ourselves.
Yeah, self-care is a thing.
Lots of our own materials being...
Well, that's partly true.
And then we opened up some fucking presents.
Yeah, that's partly true. I mean, it was really mostly scheduling, honestly. But
I'm trying to paint the picture like we were actually a competent business, you know, which we were making.
Oh.
Change it, but you just totally shit all over
that. All right, let me backtrack that. We were so heavily engrossed in our own podcasts because we're so busy and the demand was just so large. We just couldn't keep up. We had to make sure that we were completely behind our own projects before we can come back together on Random Thoughts. We didn't abandon anybody.
We're
here to stay.
Is that the proper vernacular or business talk or whatever?
That's me on the spot just kind of spitballing. I don't even know if it's... everybody listening, sure.
All right.
I'm sure they could read right through that shit.
Yeah, fuck it. The real excuse.
Yeah, let's hear the real excuse.
We had shit to do.
Yeah. We're busy. So, scheduling.
Shit to do. Scheduling. Holidays. Shit. Stuff.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot going on.
I don't know how they do that in real business. We had to refocus and
Yeah.
You were just lazy.
We had to reassess the situation. Make sure that... we had all the proper information so that we can retool and relaunch, rebrand, rethink, and move forward and press on. How was that?
Lazy?
Lazy.
It's full of shit.
I'm going to crack my Red Bull that my brother hates, but there we go. Because I need this today. As promised, and I've posted before on social media, and I've said it on my own show, that this show is not going away. As my brother said, we've been busy. We don't always align with our schedules because this isn't our full-time jobs, just so everybody knows. And I'll keep saying that because it's true. So we do our best, but this is our first show of 2025. 2025 is a fucking cannonball. There's so much going on. And yeah. I don't even think we have enough time to go over it all, but...
Well, let's do the speed version.
You want to do the speed version?
We had a car run over people.
Terrorist attacks.
That guy.
Yeah.
Then we had a guy try to explode a Tesla truck.
Right.
And shoot himself mysteriously.
I still don't know what's going on with that.
And his paperwork didn't burn. Kind of weird.
Yeah, the IDs were intact.
Don't know how that shit happened.
Right.
Tattoos
on a completely charred body too. That was interesting.
Oh, and we had an election certification.
Oh, yes.
We had an anniversary.
They certified the election.
We did have an anniversary, mm-hmm. January 6th.
The anniversary of the non-surrection? Insurrection? Yeah,
yeah. And then they said, look how awesome we are. We didn't challenge it or start a riot.
We were good.
We were good kids this time.
This is the example.
Yes, Republicans.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Take note there, MAGA.
But then if you really think about it, what other play did those losers have?
They don't have any play. I mean,
okay, if they had lost,
you got a guy that wanders off in the forest and shits his pants.
Think about
it. I mean, at this point, yeah, what you got nothing.
What do you do? You lose and then you bitch and then you start a riot and then how do you look? Of course you're going to be nice. What play do you have? Which honestly would take us to this video. We should just play that right now.
Which one you want to start with?
Fuck it. I mean, we have a set, but
we had an order, but we're
going to go
up
there. We're going to go up there.
This one?
Corey, yeah. Play that promo of
the new branding for the Democrat Party.
The massive pivot.
Right? All right. Here we go. The new branding of the Democrat Party.
2 minutes of this.
Let me hear. Okay.
Okay.
How's my tie? Is it okay? Is it on straight?
Yeah, here we go.
We're different.
Wisconsin.
Rhode Island.
Hawaii.
New York.
From the Great Lakes.
To the Mountain West.
The Pacific Northwest.
To the South.
And the Northeast.
Coast to coast.
We have differences.
And some disagreements.
But Senate Democrats are fiercely united on this.
We are not here because of who we are against.
We are here because of who we are for.
Every one of us
was elected to fight for working Americans.
For American families.
For you.
For you.
For you.
We're here to make housing more affordable.
To help working Americans
keep more of their hard-earned paychecks.
To lower the cost of child care.
Prescription drugs.
And yes, groceries.
To help small businesses.
Are we playing this whole thing?
If you want to. I just said it's a two-minute public education promo.
We are here to fight.
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 Wow.
Fight for Americans. We will work with anyone.
There's just so much to like.
Anyone.
Right, I'll just stop it. Who produced this shit?
They did. I don't know who they hired, but it's their idea.
We're not here for who we're against, but we're here for who we're for.
We're here for you, kids.
For you. We do it for you.
We
take this salary and back-end deals and speaking engagement payments for you.
We can agree to disagree all day about shit, sure. Yeah, all right, I'm with you, but I can't buy your bullshit when you spent almost 8 years being as dismissive and as attacking.
I mean, how have Democrats lately, not the old party, but the recent party we've been dealing with, how have they saved our paychecks?
They have. They haven't.
I mean, live in California. Who's the supremo Democrat fucking devil himself? Gavin Fucksum, right? Newsom?
Yeah.
He just raised all the taxes.
Yeah,
he raised payroll taxes, employment taxes. Sales taxes across the board.
This year, we're going to get raked in taxes. And then those taxes.
I already saw it on my first check.
And those tax laws are applied to when you file next year's taxes, which means next year, your bracket is going to get fucked. And you're going to end up paying in or whatever.
Yeah, this is, I mean.
But why is he doing that? Because there's nobody here to pay.
Well, if there's that, maybe, possibly, but if they weren't mismanaging government to the extent that they do and fucking off all the funds, like, you can't tell me California doesn't make enough tax revenue.
Well, but before, I know where you're going, but before.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm just making a statement.
Before we flow into the city, the California idiocy.
We'll get there.
I want to stick on it because you can't sit there and say you're there for lowering costs, working families, all this bullshit, when you just spent 4 years throwing $6.5 trillion into the economy, exploding and inflating the currency, making everything cost more. And then on top of that, all your major forms of legislation has not produced a single thing for the American, for America. The CHIPS Act still hasn't, we got billions of dollars of pledged ideas, but we don't have a single building built. We still don't have, you know.
Well, and everything they've done has been to the benefit of
something else.
LGBTQIA plus minus community. Like, there's that. Bolstering up illegal immigration and giving them money, food, housing, clothing for free. Don't forget their leader supreme, Joe Biden, pardoned over, was it? I don't know if this number's accurate. This is what I heard. Over 8,000 people. Like, he's the president with the most pardons ever.
Oh, he's out to break a record.
Yeah, and he's released sex offenders and people that have been convicted of heinous crimes. What's the reasoning behind pardoning these people?
I don't know what the exact number is, but he's also granted clemency to an unbelievable amount of death row inmates. So none of them are going to go to.
I thought it was something like that. But yeah, it's
like,
and then the statement, we're not here for who we're against. Okay. Okay. You may not be, but that has been their fucking pitch on every re-election for these people.
For 8 years.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck Trump. We're going to do everything we can to stand in his way.
Yep.
And before I move forward with what I'm going to say, I'm not taking this moment to be pro-Trump. I'm just pointing out what actually has happened in the obvious. And when he was first elected, what did they do? Everything he tried to do. No, no, no. They voted it down, took it away.
Yeah.
They retracted it.
Yep.
And even when he got elected again, were there not Democrats saying, oh, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that his agendas don't move forward?
Well, yeah, they just spent the first few weeks of December doing that.
They did.
Yeah.
That was their message. It was everywhere on social media.
We are here to stop whatever he's doing.
Exactly.
But again, it's like you can't sit there and say you're for something when you're just throwing money at everything. You're not solving shit. I mean, you can't sit there and put almost $8 billion into, you know, internet and then not have a single internet station made or hooked up, you know, or charging stations, and you only do three.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and then you turn around and you make this video like, we're here for you. Don't worry. We will help you. It's like, where's all that money going? If you're not building what that money is allocated for, what are you doing? You know?
So there's...
And FEMA just put out a statement. 20-something billion dollars for the North Carolina hurricanes and shit.
Yeah.
They're diverting it to California for the fire. So they're not even going to bother with what's going on over there for the hurricane.
Huh.
That came out Friday. What are we on? Yesterday. Jesus Christ. I know what day it is. It's just... Like, I can't...
All right. So I was off on that number. Way off.
I guess I can't buy the bullshit. I don't know.
As far as Joe Biden, but he is the most. And well, okay, I don't know where this data came from. I'll have to go to the actual government website and add it all up. But so far they're saying he pardoned only 65 people. Maybe that's it. He did commute 1,500.
Yeah.
He pardoned 25 individuals and commuted 132 sentences during his presidency. How does that make sense when they just said the number was 1,500 on commutations at 65? All right, I got to dig deeper. But either way, it is true that he is the president that has issued the most of any president.
He has done a lot of pardons and a lot of clemencies.
Yeah. And the more I scroll down this, the data is all kind of, the numbers are off from each other. But,
yeah,
you know, the still, point is, that's a lot.
But the point is, he is breaking the record.
Yeah.
And then the jobs report came out, and he's apparently the only president to have positive job gains in all four years or some shit. Who knows?
You can't call people going back to work job gains. We've already been over this. But anyway, look.
And you can't give job gains when they're all federal.
Their
employees.
Dumb fuckery is over. All right. He's out. He's exiting. He's a lame duck president. He doesn't mean shit. On the 20th, Trump's in.
And then
that's just what it is. It doesn't matter. You know, and then you have like what just recently happened with Trump and his big air quotes sentence, right?
Gives a shit.
And it's not even a conditional discharge. It's an unconditional discharge.
Yep.
Which means there's no conditions attached to the discharge.
Nope.
Meaning he doesn't have to be under house arrest. It doesn't have to meet any criteria. Meet with his
a parole officer.
Yeah, parole officer. None of that.
There's no probation.
It's just, you know what? I'm going to put this mark on your record.
That's all it is.
Aha, I won. There you go. That's all it was.
The whole point was to do that so then they can spend the next 4 years calling him a convicted felon.
Which is fucking stupid because if it's unconditional, that means he can now challenge them. He could challenge every one of those fucking
wannabes. Which means he'll take all that to the Supreme Court and absolutely have his battle. I'm sure that'll happen at some point.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
The Supreme Court chose not to get in the way of the sentencing, but they also
they literally took his record. Accidentally or intentionally smudged or marked with a pencil to where they can go back with an eraser and just wipe it off. And then here you go.
Yeah. It was a pointless exercise.
There's a bunch of people on X far left accounts. I'll say far left because I don't believe every person who's a Democrat's bad. So, but there are some far left accounts that were literally just jumping up and down with joy. Like, oh, see, now he really is a convicted felon. I told you he's a felon. And I'm like, I responded to some. One of my responses actually got a pretty big response in and of itself. But it was like, dude, you're celebrating something that really doesn't have any meaning outside of you being able to say on paper he's a felon. But give it a couple of months, maybe even out at the end of the year, all that's gonna be stricken off his record.
And that's also saying to me that every one of those people were lying to you until it actually became official.
Because they
were running around calling him a felon the whole time.
Yep, it confirms it. Yeah. It confirms it was bullshit.
Exactly. And they also, Jack Smith has been having trouble getting that report released.
Right.
The judge has blocked that. And I don't even know why we need the report. Yeah. We already know what it's about. We already know. Because he laid it all out in his indictment. So what's the point of the report?
At this point, Manuel, this is what I'm going to say. All you crybaby, far left motherfuckers, President Trump is your fucking president. There, done. Doesn't matter. He's still your fucking president.
And you can
keep crying. Who cares?
And you can spend 4 years bitching.
Move forward.
Just like I'm sure we will bitch.
Just move forward.
I'm sure we will bitch at some point and when Trump does something.
Of course we will.
Because that's what it is. But
he's not perfect. He's a wild card.
Yeah. Egg.
Big time.
It's like,
of course we will.
I don't know.
I mean,
there's nothing more.
You and I are definitely not leftists, but we're also not stupid. I mean, look, Trump is Trump. Trump is Trump.
Well, think about that. I mean, they're all, the minute he opens his mouth, everybody that is a lefty, whatever, they lose their shit. Oh, he can't just buy Greenland, or he can't just, you know, use the military on the Panama Canal.
Do they not even understand what he's doing?
Forget all that. The fact that he sits there and goes, I'm buying Greenland. Okay. That's a great idea. All right, fine.
I like it.
But everybody with a brain cell knows that that's not really a possibility.
It is and isn't.
You know, but without military force.
No. As far as the purchase goes, it is possible because the U.S. has actually tried to buy it, I think, 2 or 3 times in history or before.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying just the hurdles. Like, it's going to be a challenge. And if
I think people assume that.
It's the same thing with Canada. It's our 51st state.
He's fucking around.
He's obviously, the whole goal was to get rid of Trudeau.
he's literally just poking fun at him. But the Greenland thing what people don't understand is the U.S. has made an offer for that before. Okay. And it's a controlled territory of Denmark. It's not
that the United States provides security for.
Absolutely.
Because of the Arctic Channel.
Because
up
Denmark
in there.
can't support themselves militarily.
China and Russia have been running ships across that Arctic area for years.
Absolutely.
And the U.S. just kind of sits on the rock, but they need to somehow close that off.
His statement makes sense because look where we are now in 25. Look where we were last year and the year before. With everything going on with Russia emboldened to take over more territory, you got China chirping again about Taiwan. At some point, if we don't make an offer or talk about or discuss it, it may be forcibly taken by Russia at some point if Putin keeps going on this, you know, tear he's on. And then who's to say that President Xi doesn't get involved and say, fuck it.
What is confusing?
It's like, who's Denmark? What are they going to do?
Denmark's not going to do shit.
They're not going to do shit. Germany can't do shit.
They got what? 60,
France can't do shit.
They got 60,000 people on that island.
And so Germany and France are speaking up against Trump saying, if you dare try to take Greenland, and if your intent is X, Y, Z, then you're going to do what?
Well, they're all a part of that.
They're not going to do anything.
Everybody in that conversation is part of the NATO circle. So if the U.S. did something, the other guys would have to obligate.
Yes and no. I mean, there's no definite demand for a nation to absolutely jump in, but there is an agreement, right? So if there is a large war, such as a world war, then obviously they're like, look, we support each other. We can't have this. But on smaller skirmishes and wars, there's no obligation. Like, okay, right. When we were in Iraq, did every single member of NATO get involved?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, well, I'm just saying that's the premise that everybody is basing this bullshit on.
Yeah, but I'm with you.
The same thing with Canada. But the crazier one is really the Panama Canal, because they're like saying, in the Gulf of Mexico.
I like that.
As
the
funny
Gulf
as that,
of USA.
As funny as that shit is, he doesn't have the power to change the actual maps.
No.
He can probably put out a piece of paper saying declaration, but it's not, you can't legally per se change the entire thing, because it is actually the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, it's been that way forever.
Yeah.
But it's just a funny troll to this Mexican president, because she talks a lot of shit.
He is the ultimate troll.
Because she's been talking a lot
of shit.
Isn't
it fun to have him back, dude? Like, come on.
Like, you've
said before, he could talk shit, but like, you're not the president, whatever. Now he's the president. People are just like, oh, fuck.
It's like that fucking meme. that fucking meme. He's standing on that cliff with the American flag. Oh, Canada.
Yeah. Hey, but look. The pressure I get, I don't know if it's not directly Trump, but you can't say that his pressures against Canada and Trudeau didn't kind of contribute to him stepping down.
I'm not saying this dude is like 4D chess or whatever, but that was his goal.
He is 4D chess.
But that was his goal.
I'm saying Trump is 4D.
Seriously?
If he's not, he has someone on staff who is.
I think it's that, you know, we all know who she is.
Yeah.
I think it's her.
Yeah. So, there's someone back there that's really good at this game. I'll just say that.
Because he is leaving.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's what it is.
But then you go to the, and you take all that shit. Then you go to the Panama Canal, the other thing. We should that's ours. We should take it. That's funny. I know the U.S. gave it to him. But the only reason he's saying that is because of who controls the either end of the canal right now.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of lefty lunatics like Luke Beasley, who I have a video on, not a video, a podcast Monday dropping on that dude. He's saying, oh, it's not a thing that, you know, they control whatever. This is what I don't understand about dummies like him. Each end is operated by two Hong Kong companies.
Yeah.
What's Hong Kong? China. Now, they may not be directly or indirectly in a militarily sense. Military, is that the right word? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sense military sense. Like they're connected. But if Xi gets on the phone, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to shut both ends. And right. Nothing gets through. So, yeah, I would be very concerned. So, yeah, in a sense, China does control those areas. Because they're the way their government operates. If the big guy makes a phone call, the little guys will do it because the government is involved in almost every business in China. I don't know why the silly guys like him don't realize that.
Well,
and how that's a risk to us because then no commerce comes through there for us.
And the whole thing. So the other thing about that Panama Canal situation is China has, okay, so with BRICS, let's start with BRICS. So with BRICS, China, Russia, many other nations are trying to band together to establish their own currency, their own standard, right? By which currency is measured so that now they financially don't have to be under the thumb of sanctions or whatever by the dollar of the U.S., so now that they established that, they're trying to also create their own inroads or routes so that they can continue to sell commerce along the way. Well, the Panama Canal is right in the way of or one of the routes through which they're trying to create what they call the new Silk Road, basically.
Yeah,
which goes all the way around through Peru and everything and back all the way up through all those nations and then back around into the U.S. So that's where that becomes important. So for people to just say Trump is trying to be a tyrant and he just wants to, he's like, there's like, oh, he's doing exactly what he said he would do. I told you he's a Hitler. He's a tyrant. He's just like Putin. He's just going to take over every country and invade them. No, fucking idiots. He's trying to control the situation because China is circumventing the world standard by trying to create their own, trying to grab onto and establish new routes of commerce that they have full control over that they will themselves defend militarily.
Yeah.
So why would the U.S. continue to allow this to happen, especially as it gets closer and closer to our own territories?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what people don't understand.
We used to not worry because of the vast oceans that separated us. But now, as technology gets better.
Yeah.
These countries are finding ways to get next door. And it's like, we have to think about these things. We can't just sit there and go, oh, it's just, this is a company that's a part of this country, but they don't, they're their own entity. That's bullshit. You already know that if Xi makes a phone call, that end gets shut.
True. And then the other thing, man, that China's been doing throughout the years, I think we talked about it one time, is they're going to these smaller nations, these countries that are lesser economically established. And they're giving them loans.
Yeah,
China's government is giving them loans. Go ahead.
Bank. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So they're kind of like becoming their bank by giving enormous loans and
must be early.
And offering to develop, you know, manufacturing and warehousing and whatnot. But the caveat being is they control that business but they'll employ locals. So they have this little trade-off, but also that government now owes China for the loan.
Yeah, they're doing some of
that. So China's like, instead of doing it militarily, they're just buying these people. It's almost like it's like loan sharking, right?
Yeah, they're building businesses in other countries.
And what happens if they don't pay? You think China's not going to be the country that actually calls them on their shit? Most countries never do, but do you think President Xi won't do that?
Yeah, but he will, especially because they're smaller areas. Obviously, he's not going to call the debt on the U.S. because the U.S. has a lot of toys.
We got more guns.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of all our technology actually works.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they call in, they call in the loan on whatever country in Africa that they're working on, they'll take that country.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's no resistance.
Yeah. And I think China knows that. None of the superpowers want to create or step into a world war. So will they really push back on them? Or will they just pressure them politically and through the media? Right. So yeah, it's a sticky situation, and people think Trump's an idiot, and he does say stupid shit. He knows he's trying to get a rise out of everybody. He's getting eyeballs, right?
Exactly.
He's great at it. He knows what he's doing.
But
don't think he's so uninformed and just talking out his own ass. He has a whole, he has so many people behind him that are just, he'll take the information and he chooses the deliveries. Okay. All right. So this guy over here is doing this. All right. I'm going to do this. Hey, Rocket Man. It's like North. Okay. So he does that shit. It's kind of like it's an insult, but also like, you know who he's addressing, and it gets eyeballs on the situation.
Yeah, it's just like when they had their first meeting and he basically called him a fat.
Yeah, right. Which is stupid because Trump's not that in shape either, but at the same time, you know, he don't give
fuck. Just think of that meme. I don't know if it's a meme, but no, it was an actual photo.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about Make America Healthy Again, right? And they have, you know, Robert Kennedy's out there saying what he's going to do and how things are going to be done, you know, within some of the agencies. And then out of nowhere, you get a photo of them all eating McDonald's.
Right, I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the reason for that shit was, but it was hilarious.
Dude, ultimate troll. He's the ultimate troll.
It's kind of like McDonald's, we're coming for you. So yeah,
he's the ultimate troll.
But what did that do with the lefties, though? They were like, oh, he's a hypocrite. Look, they're idiots. Like, No.
And they all jumped down RFK Jr.'s throat.
Yeah,
right?
But that's not I don't believe that was the reason behind it.
No.
It was kind of like, because they all held the M in perfect view.
Right.
And the Coke bottle was turned. Like, there was something to that. It was kind of like, I took it was like, we're coming for it.
I think it was product that. Or it could have also been the message like, enjoy your last meal because shit's going to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Enjoy it while you can.
There's no other logical reasoning to do that, because you can't sit there and go, we're going to save America and make us healthy. And then you turn around and do this product placement shit.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but I don't think the Democrats have ever faced this type of a person.
Well, I mean, for at least the last 12, 13 years, maybe a little more?
No, the last 10 years at this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They haven't had this kind of pushback. It was almost like whatever they say was gold, we're the party of the people. And, you know, and there's been enough that came out now because of the Trump presidency and everything else that you know, followed after that. They've been exposed.
Yeah. And then all this circles back to this odd rebranding commercial we just played.
That was.
And you're just like,
I don't know what that was. That was, I mean, it wasn't even produced that well. They should have just hired actors. It would have came out better.
Or just not even fucking done it.
They should have never even put that out. That was,
it just stupid. Makes you look stupid.
All right, what do you want to move on to next in 2025? What else? I mean, obviously we have a lot, but I'm going to let you direct the show here.
All right, so we obviously have just spent some time on the Democratic pivot and how weird it is.
Right.
Let's get to some sex robots, because I think that's hilarious.
Sex bots.
Yes, there are tech companies displaying the future. And they claim that they will be able to express emotion and they're affordable at $175,000. I guess.
For just $175,000, you too can have your own companion.
And this is a post off of X from Colin Rugg.
All right. You want to play it?
Yeah. Let's.
All right. Let's see what this advertisement is.
This is Aria. So this is our flagship humanoid AI-powered robot. She's highly realistic. She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day.
Can you replace humans for jobs?
I'm excited to be here at CES 2020.
Darling, I'm more about enhancing human experiences rather than taking jobs. Think of me as your entertaining plus one.
She's not meant to replace humans, just be yourself.
I don't know, man.
Moving base. She's not walking, but she can move.
So the legs don't work. It's on a rope. It's on a rope.
All you need is the holes anyway, right? Is this not just a sex bot? I mean, look at these things. They have that constant fuck my face mouth.
You go from a blow up doll to that now.
So this is our flagship humanoid AI powered robot.
Anyway, it's just highly realistic.
She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day.
That's interesting.
Yeah. First off, I wouldn't touch that at all. I mean, when you got to...
Oh, but there are people who will. That's the thing. I mean, that's just... humans are fucking... They're sick. They're stupid.
I would not pay $175,000 for sex. That's insane.
I mean, they can't... Okay, first off, let's start here.
Let's talk cost. Let's start here.
They... Well, beyond that, they came a long way, right? They're looking better.
They're no longer
blow-up dolls. But the movement is still robotic. The facial expressions are still robotic. I mean, you're just... What if a servo goes wrong, dude, and they just clamp on your dick and fucking chop it off? Like, what if that mouth, you know, just
and
like
and then you're in the hospital with a robot
and then
mouth.
You got to explain that, dude. And you're walking in with the fucking head of a robot on the end of your dick into the hospital because you ripped it off and you had to get there. And then, you know, you look at the doctor's like, fuck, I don't do robots. What is this, dude? You got to call the fire department with the fucking jaws of life.
That's
open
like
open that bitch
that,
up.
That is
I'm just saying.
That's an instant divorce.
I'm just saying, you know?
But I just...
$175,000? Like, who needs fucking fake pussy that bad?
How do you talk to it? By talking into a tablet connected to her ass.
I don't know if that's always the use case or that's just for the demo, but yeah, I mean, come on. Hey, I want to have a conversation. Bend over.
And none of it looks...
And why would the connection have to be in her ass?
I don't know. It's a USB slot.
Because they figure once she's bent over... You might just skip the plug-in and do the poking. I don't know.
But then you would be talking the tablet's at least an 8-inch.
It's not even about the tablet at that point.
I know, but it's an 8-inch tablet. You got to hold it with one of the hands, right? You can't, unless you...
What if they put a docking station on her back and she's like bent over? You like have the docking station. So you're like, I know your face is there, but I'm going to talk to you through the screen here. You know what's freaky though? What if like Exorcist, she just like an owl, the whole head turns backwards and starts talking to you while you're fucking
pumping It's very possible. You could also be playing video games while you're doing it.
Fucking she's playing fucking you're God playing, of War with you while you're fucking
yeah, she's
poking her from
behind. She's a computer with a server and shit. God. She's your teammate while you're playing Madden.
But why would humanity, why would we want to create these things?
You're getting into that other realm of nobody dating, nobody's...
Yeah, but are they so desperate and scared of social interaction that they would rather buy a robot?
It created a market. There's going to be a rich guy dropping six figures on it.
Well, isn't there a new app? I don't know if it's on Apple or on
there are girlfriend apps now, yeah.
Google. Yeah, but there's an app or part of the AI engine now to where... They're trying to make it to where you can talk to the phone and create this relationship.
Yeah. There are a lot. They're called basically girlfriend apps.
Like, what the fuck is that?
They took that idea off of that fucking Joaquin Phoenix movie and went crazy with it.
That's right. Yeah.
And we're just talking to his phone.
You know, I tried watching that.
I don't even know. I can't remember the
title.
Couldn't
get through it.
But I just saw the trailer and I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and watch him fuck his phone for 2 hours.
Yeah. So what is... People, anybody considering this, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Let us know in the comments why you prefer this type of interaction.
Let me know why you prefer to fuck some steel with latex over a real woman. I want to know that. You know what, though? They didn't show, where's the man versions of these?
where the thing never dies.
They don't even have a body. It's just a motor with a just a piston with a fucking big rod.
That's another question that gets raised. Is it really the men that are having the problems?
Yeah.
And the women just aren't?
I mean,
they're obviously creating the women.
Well, they're okay. So that I don't have the actual reports in front of me because we didn't prepare for that, but that does trigger that.
This show does not get prepped. So
no. But what you said, it's been going around social media and in different media outlets how today's men don't find the females today attractive, and it's not because they're not physically attractive; it's their attitudes and it's their persona. Like they can't. They're like, fuck no, I don't want to deal with her.
And they all look the same, to be honest.
Yeah. So there's that too.
They all look like fucking a younger version of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to those homegrown, down to earth, real women that you can actually talk to, right? I mean, we don't have that issue. We're married, but I'm just saying that for the younger generation, they're having a harder time connecting with opposite sex. Maybe that's what's turning everyone gay. And that's another rabbit hole. Anyway, what else we got?
We were just on sex bots.
It raises questions. Well, I have to ask them.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, my daughter is going to be into that, is growing into this generation here. And it does worry me that she's just going to isolate and she's not going to talk to anybody or rejection's going to.
And it's not even about sex bots, just about companion robots. We're just talking about
social anything.
And companion robots. You know, there's going to be just companion robots. People are going to buy one.
They're calling this a companion robot.
No, that's a sex. That's a mechanized whore. All right. That's what that is.
Is that what we're calling that fucking
thing?
That
is exactly what
we're calling
that
fucking thing. It's a mechanized whore. They called it an AI companion bot.
Fuck, dude. It's like literally reaching into old school manga and like grabbing, like you're making a real, you're turning Ghost in the Shell into a real story.
Okay. All right. All right. I know I was getting all sappy, but honest question.
Sappy about what? The robot?
No, my daughter growing into this.
Oh, I was like, fuck.
But, you know, forget. I mean, it does bother me that she's going to have rejection a lot and a lot of trouble connecting because this shit is coming out now.
Yeah.
And by the time she gets there, this is probably going to be way better looking than whatever that is. But in this current state, right now, looking at that still photo of this robot, is that appealing to you? Is that going to make you want to drop $175,000 fucking dollars?
I mean, they're just trying to.
Because that looks horrifying.
Let me blow this up so we can look at it. Look at that. No, it looks all like. It looks like a Russian spy bot version of Chucky or something. I don't know.
It's like that Megan movie.
Look at the hands. Look at those. They're like alien looking. Here, let me play a little more. Let's get the video going so we can watch it move again. Now that I got a full screen.
Can you replace humans for jobs?
It still looks like old school Disney animatronics.
Darling, I'm more about enhancing human experiences rather than taking jobs. Think of me as your entertaining plus one.
She's not meant to replace humans. Just be your.
Yeah, there's no way. Incredible. Look at that.
That's not incredible, dude. That is like the Disney
that's
president's
animatronics
thing. Yeah.
Moving
base.
She's not walking, but she can move. She can drive around. Yep.
So is she really a robot?
She has LED lights to convey more emotion. Red means angry or green.
Yeah.
If her base turns red, don't talk to her.
So
this is Aria. So this is our flagship humanoid AI-powered
robot.
That's
your flagship?
She's highly realistic. She has her own social media.
The fucking blonde bimbo bot?
That's not highly realistic.
Can you replace you?
Anyway.
I just wanted to blow it up so we can.
Just watching it move.
We can see it better, like get more detail. And it's like, I don't see $175,000.
That's not going to get me.
It's not at the point where it looks like it can make its own decisions and act on its own.
Yeah.
Which if we get there, then we're. I don't know, man. We're in some real trouble.
It's not Terminator. It's not iRobot. We're not there at all.
Yeah. Huh. That's a negative.
No,
me.
I don't
need it anyway, but.
No, I would keep my money if this was an issue.
Interesting. $175,000.
How much?
How many do you think Elon Musk has for himself already that he's created with his own company?
A lot.
He's got a family and all. He's not that kind of person.
He's a different guy.
Okay, I'm not saying he has sex bots, but like companion bots.
Like no, just
his own robots.
Just robots yeah. in general. He had an expo where he walked out 12 of them.
I know. I wonder how many he has in his own home. But I'm sure someone like him is using them for services like the cleaning, the maintenance.
But I'm not entirely sure he even has a home. The fucker's never in a home.
Well, he has to. Where's his wife and kids? Where they reside? Or are they just like traveling around the country?
We're derailing. This is, I don't know where he fucking lives.
Next.
So we're, as of this recording, this shit would have started what, Wednesday?
January 11th today.
So Wednesday is when the fires became a thing in California.
Well,
right?
Wednesday?
Was it Wednesday?
I thought it was earlier, like Tuesday, Monday. Doesn't matter. It's been a week.
It's been a week of fucking fires. Okay. So what we have here to show you is not necessarily the fire, because obviously it's tragic.
Show or listen to.
It's obviously tragic. Everybody's losing their homes, livelihoods, what have you. But what I wanted to focus on is the media itself. So we already know Gavin Newsom is dog shit. We already know that
Gavin Newsom's a piece of shit.
We already know that he's made no effort on the
Newsom's a piece of shit.
On the forests. We already know he hasn't attempted to try to keep the water that rains because he got 14 inches in Southern California last year. We don't have any.
Right to the fucking ocean.
It's where we put it.
Right.
That's where he put it.
Because we couldn't store it, apparently.
Yeah.
It was being stored, but we couldn't.
We released it because there's a fish that might drown if we.
Well, I heard the other excuse was they drained some of the reservoirs because they said they were preparing for the runoff from the snow melt. But
right.
Then it, even with the snow melt, it didn't go back up to the level it was with the rains originally.
No,
so
it actually did. It absolutely did not.
Yeah.
And then they released a little bit more, all for this fish. And then there's all like
Gavin Newsom's a piece of shit.
The brush, I believe, had something to do with a small animal. He didn't want to ruin their habitat something.
California is ran by bureaucracy.
Right. So we
bureaucracy.
We do know that that's just Newsom in a nutshell. And we know.
Well, not quite, but for this conversation.
For the purpose of this conversation. So let's just take Newsom, set him to the side, because we already know what that is.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
This has more to do with.
I don't know how many times I said that. I'm going to keep saying it.
You'd have it on your fucking thing.
Dude, I should. You're right. We got to put that on the sample.
Newsom is a shit storm. So let's go to.
Which one here?
So this is more about.
This tab here or which
well,
tab
we're going
to
play
want?
All of them.
All of them. Start here.
So what I want to do is go to the one that we're on, which is
this one. All right. Ted Lieu.
Okay. Ted Lieu, one of our amazing.
Is that how you pronounce that? Is it Lieu?
Lieu. Yeah. He's one of our amazing politicians in California. He says in his expos, because this has to do with the budget of the firefighters in California. And I thought this was hilarious. He says that the LA Council approved $58 million for new fire trucks, $53 million in firefighter raises in pay. Once those two line items are added, the fire department's operating budget actually grows by 7% compared to prior year. Okay, now go to Harry.
This one?
The next one.
Oh, the next, this one?
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Harry Sisson.
So Harry says, because Harry he's a 20-something-year-old political.
Full of life experiences, yeah.
Political activist, Democratic political analysis.
Oh, everybody knows who this fucking idiot is.
Yeah, he doesn't go away. He's also a part of my episode on Monday. LA Fire, yes.
I want to hear that.
it's Luke Beasley, it's Harry, and it's Dean.
So for everyone listening, Stretch Goose,
Monday,
episode dropping.
Monday, the Three Stooges. LA Fire Department's budget was not cut by $23 million. Matter of fact, the budget was increased by $50 million year over year. MAGA continues to lie about this. Okay, so
can I go over to?
Okay, so then go back to Harry again.
This one?
Yeah, that
all
one.
Right, all right.
So then Harry does this. Here is Democrat Jessica Tarloff debunking the lie that the budget was cut. Now, play that video.
There's also, which I think is particularly.
Uh-oh.
We'll play it again.
Particularly the most damaging story, which is that there was $17 million cut from the fire.
Wow. All right. Well, let me back it up.
I was editing.
I may not edit it. I mean, it's not our fault. I don't know what's going on with this video.
Anyway,
let's do it again.
There's also, which I think is particularly the most damaging story, which is that there was.
Wow, that video does not want to play.
Kill
yeah,
that.
Let me kill this. Let me.
The $17 million cut.
All right, one more time, everybody. We're going to back this up.
Which I think is particularly.
Well, hold on. You're getting.
We are a crackpot organization.
Hold on. Back it up. And go.
There's also, which I think is particularly the most damaging story, which is that there was $17 million cut from the fire budget. And that's also inaccurate. So last year's budget had an extra $17 million because they bought one-off expenses. These SCBAs for respiratory protection for firefighters and new suits. Those aren't in the new budget because you buy them once every several years. Also, there's an additional $50 million that's been set aside for the fire department. And when they were doing the budget negotiations, it wasn't finished. So that money is coming. There will actually be more money in the fire budget next year. And there's also, which I think is particularly.
That's it.
That's 30 seconds. It's a 30 second. Okay. So all of these Democrats are saying that there was no budget cuts. All this money is put together.
And this video came out January 9th.
Yes. So this is all recent stuff. So everybody is posting these videos and calling Republicans liars because all of this money is not cut, but it's purchases or allocations in that have not come into effect yet.
So
in other words, we don't have it.
January 6, 2025, Operations Valley Bureau. Department updates. The LA Fire Department, LAFD, is still going through a 24-25, $48.8 million budget reduction exercise. By the way, everybody, this is an official agenda and outline of this meeting and what these people were going over, what the Operation Valley Bureau was going over. So it says with the CAO, the fire chief, Board of Fire Commissioners, COA, and UFLAC are steadfast in their message of defending what resources we currently have in place. The only way to provide a cost savings would be to close as many as 16 fire stations,
16.
Not the resources. But 16 fire stations. Well, I would consider those fire stations to be part of the resources in fighting
fires.
Well,
you may have the resources, but if you don't have the fire stations, where
just saying, right? Yeah. but what I'm trying to get at is if 16 of those fire stations have their own resources as well.
Yeah.
So what happens with budgets is if they cut 16, they may have those resources now, but then they're not going to be a lot of those resources for the 16 missing fire stations in the future,
right?
Which reduces their overall inventory and resources needed to fight fires. So the details of this plan have not yet been developed. This is a worst case scenario and not happening yet. Okay. So while they say that, I've sat in many council meetings for cities and for county government.
Yeah.
They are always putting the fire departments on the chopping block. They're all, and I'm not going to tell you which cities because I can't tell you that. I probably should though.
We don't want you to lose any business in your other job.
But some cities literally cut their fire departments altogether and then put it back on the county. They don't even have a fire department. They rely on the county to fund it and run it.
Uh-huh.
So when it goes back to the county starts looking at ways that they can start cutting their budgets.
Isn't the county like Cal Fire, for us to be Cal Fire as county?
Yeah, well, but it still would have to be funded by the county. So Cal Fire is a state, but I think the counties kick in for what? Nothing's free.
I know nothing's free. I'm just saying. My question is where.
So that funding would now fall on to the county.
Okay.
Because like if a city's part of a county, there's
so
still need those.
So instead of
it's
city.
It's the same way sheriffs work, right? Police and sheriffs.
Okay, so it's not city, ex-city name. It would be county fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be, or the county's the one funding it, or
okay,
making sure that city's covered. So the fire departments are always on the chopping block. Fire infrastructure is never fully funded and developed. And what they always do is, like a city may say, okay, we're going to get rid of it, but we're going to put more money into the police force, and then we're going to approve salary increases for administrators. Of course they do.
Okay, well,
city manager needs another, you know, $50,000 a year. Come on. You know, he's working hard over here.
Where do you put the extra money? It's raises.
Right. and so another way they fuck the fire departments is they They literally, okay, this is why a lot of the cities want to cut fire departments, is they don't want to pay for the employees.
And I don't get that.
And what was going on in one city in particular, I recall this because I remember hearing this. I'm like, these guys are fuckwads, because they were complaining about how much it cost them to employ the fire department. Now, this city already employs a police department, employs an operations and maintenance crew. I don't know how many secretaries that you don't fucking need. City manager, city assistant, assistant to city assistant, assistants. You get the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it's like a gigantic Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the fire department, who literally fights fire, and not just fires, these are also your emergency responders. Many times they're there before the ambulance ever shows up.
Yeah.
Because they're trained in this. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay their salaries.
And they...
Oh, you guys cost us too much. We don't want to pay your pensions and your funding. Oh, you know. So they eventually just cut the department altogether. And so this post here, if we go to the let me close this. And if we go to this side, it outlines exactly what I'm talking about in their proposal in this meeting. And they even go over budget 23-24, budget changes, total budget. So what they're really proposing, and look at salaries, just like I said, salaries 23-24, $43,790,000. They want to cut those salaries by over almost 4 million. All right.
Really?
Salaries that are sworn already. Okay. So
they want to cut that by 20.
Yeah. They want to cut that by 20. So it goes back. They don't want to pay these employees. They don't want to pay the people to be there to do the job that they need in an emergency situation. Look at this overtime. See, look what they go right after. They go right after the fucking salaries. Overtime sworn. They want to cut that by 2 million, or they want to cut overtime.
Variable staffing by almost five.
Yeah. Or almost six. Yeah. So total salaries they want to cut, 7 million. And then go into expenses, contractual services.
Oh, wow. 4 million.
Right. Uniforms. We don't need them to be fucking properly uniformed and protected.
They don't need those jackets.
Yeah. Over, you know, 1.5 almost. Office administration. Look how small that was. Yeah, we'll just, you know, cut $250,000.
Well, somebody's got to take the phone call. But right. It's the other stuff.
We'll keep the administrators. But the guys in the field, fuck them, right? We don't need that. They'll figure it out.
They took away $12 million in operating costs. How do you do that?
Operating supplies. Yeah, yeah. And that's vague, because that
no gas mask? Is that what that means?
Exactly. That includes all of that stuff they need. It's not literally just your pens and paper in the office. It's operating expenses of the entire department. It's supplies.
No shoes.
Yeah. Fuck your shoes, man. You don't need PPE. Oh, yeah. That fucking canister you need to breathe.
Fuck all that?
Yeah. No, just okay, so these just are clean the same, and recharge the old ones. Can you do that? I don't know. Figure it out.
This
you know
is weird to me, because these are the same fucktards that bitched about PPE for COVID and how we didn't have proper this and that, but they're willing to
right.
cut. They're willing to throw it away for the fire guy.
And then so their total cut proposed right here as of now is close to 18 million.
Is this for California?
This is LA County.
This is the 17 and a half million yeah. that was referenced.
Yeah.
Which Harry says is not happening.
It's right here.
Okay. So Harry says that's not happening. And
Harry's a fucktard.
And Jessica.
Harry Sisson is a fucktard. Look at the seal. What does it say? Los Angeles, Angeles Department yes. Operations Valley Bureau.
It says, and it says a little sidebar here. The complaint management system will go into effect January 8th. The old system will remain online for the next year to facilitate the closure of cases prior to the year. 200 open field cases addressed during the old system will be trying. So they're already changing the call-in system, and they're going to flood it with bullshit. With older cases that you can't. That's interesting. It's a sidebar for me. I just find it interesting that they're
crazy, man.
That they're converting but not fully closing. So it's just going to be a fucking flooded phone system.
None of it makes sense. So now that was just the first 17 million. But they're saying right here what we read earlier. They're still going through a budget cut of 48.8 million. They want to get it to where they cut almost 50 million. They started with 17 million, 17
actual,
and a half, by targeting mostly what? The employees.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the people who actually fight the fires and provide services. Huh. They start there. But they want to go further and find ways to get to cutting 50 million.
I don't know.
These are your emergency responders. These are the guys that go and like make sure your leg while it's hanging, they kind of wrap it up, respond to heart attacks, all that. Yeah. Everybody just thinks it's the ambulance service. No, no. Fire, they both respond, but fire's always there first.
For the most
fire
part,
is the emergency. They're the guys in the car crash that are going to get you out of that car because an ambulance doesn't carry that equipment.
No. I mean, you can technically cut ambulances and just stick to the fire guy. I mean, technically.
I think you're not wrong on that. They could fold that into the fire departments.
Yeah, you could.
They could get ambulatory or ambulance vehicles, right? Ambulances. Well, that's exactly what the vehicle is
instead of
called.
Dragging the entire fire truck, you can drag.
Yeah, the and they thing. Would just be controlled by the fire department. Which makes sense because they're
if
already
you're cutting salaries because you don't think they have anything to do. Why are we having all these independent ambulance companies?
You know, you have a point there because that's what else is weird.
You might
because
well.
All the ambulance services are independent companies that are contracted.
Why are they? Why do they exist?
Right.
You might as well just keep it.
Well, it goes back to what we're talking about with them cutting employee costs. They don't want to pay for it. They don't
want
to have.
So we want independent fire companies?
They don't want to have a city, county, state sponsored emergency service response arm, right? Or department. Think about it. Because think about all the ambulance companies, the companies that provide. What's the actual name for them? Ambulance is the vehicle, but what's the actual name for that? First response?
First.
Something like that?
Who gives a shit? They're ambulance.
All right, ambulance. So they would have to take on all those employees, all of the taxes, the benefits, everything.
So if they want independently, if they want to privatize the fire company,
right?
Then why don't they just do that? Why are they not laying the groundwork to put that there?
Which I might be a little wrong, but I think that's how sheriff's departments operate. I know a lot of those are either ran by or funded by county, but that might be where they would have to go with it if they wanted to bring in ambulatory services into being available per county, maybe, but they're never going to do it. They don't want to take the expense. Why? Because the administrators need a higher salary. Every fucking time I sat in a meeting, every so often, salary increases always came up for them.
But not for everybody else.
No.
Right.
They just look at who they can cut down the road, you know, down the line, I mean.
Yeah. This is what it. Anyway.
And then they bitch. I can't tell you how many times they would bitch if the fire department says, hey, our fire truck's 30 years old.
We need a
new one. Well, how much does that cost? Well, it's going to cost, $1.5 million. Oh, fuck that. Okay, fast forward. Operation maintenance crew. Hey, I think we need a new paver. How much does that cost? About $750,000. How many you need? Four? Cool, let's go for it. I mean, you could subcontract that paving out to somebody.
But you know what's crazy is they take that $1.5 million and then they split it amongst the 10 of them and that's their raise.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know, of course.
Dude, these guys.
Of course. Haven't confirmed this, but Christine said that she found something where I can't find it. I should have asked her to send me the link. But that there was additional funding through a grant or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a grant, but allotted to, I think it was LA County. If you guys want to correct me, do so. But this is what I heard. That they were there was money allotted to a project to add more water towers.
Yeah. That was back in 2011.
Okay. So that's correct.
Yeah.
So and what happened to that money?
They haven't built one fucking tower.
What happened?
I don't know.
So since we're on the fire, let's fast forward to...
Yeah, So in 2011, whoever that governor was...
I don't know.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Was it the Schwartz?
The Schwartz? Regardless.
Either way, that guy got it done. We need to build this. The next guy that came in was Jerry Brown.
But it wasn't necessarily the government's call. I mean, the governor's call. That was the county commission or LA...
Well, what I'm getting at is...
It was up to them to move the project forward.
Right.
Funding went to them.
Right. But then... So we've got one, two... I'm trying to get the governor numbers here. So one, two... Okay, so we've gone through three governors right at this point, and we still got no tower. So we've gone through that amount of time.
Yeah, we have Schwarzenegger... We have Brown, Schwarzenegger...
Or Schwarzenegger, Brown.
Was it Schwarzenegger first?
Well, yeah, because he took over for Wilson. So you got Wilson...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got Wilson, the Schwartz,
yes.
Brown... And now Newsom.
That's what happened. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so almost four governorships have gone by and we have no tower from LA County.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're. Where is the money?
I'm just saying it
how many mayors have gone? How many LA mayors?
I don't even pay attention to LA that much.
I'm just saying, like, how many fucking people have looked at that paper and go, nah, we don't need that.
So it does call into question, where's the money? Same thing with the bullet train or you know, the high-speed rail. Where's the money? Where is all this going?
We can even look at,
you know, the homeless shelter.
The 20-something billion dollar where homeless thing. Yeah, I don't know.
And why is it not allowed for us to audit that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got your answer.
It's ridiculous.
But you got your answer from Gavin. He goes, I don't know. We can't. It's unallocated. We can't find it.
Gavin Newsom's a piece of shit.
Right. You got to get that on the thing.
I got to get it on the sound. So the other thing going on in social media is people not understanding how they're running out of water.
Okay? That's the pump thing.
And everyone's jumping on. They're trying to politicize it all the time. Oh, leftist idiots, whatever. Okay, I can agree. There's a lot of leftist idiots, but it does come down to mismanagement. It always does.
Yeah.
But why they ran out of water is because they can't keep up with the demand they need to put these fires out. And you know that. It's a pressurized system. Those tanks.
It's only coming out of one reservoir.
It gets pumped up into the tank. The tank then is, you know, once that water is released, it's gravity fed, it's pressurized, and then there you go.
Yeah.
That's how the water comes out. But once it gets to a point where that's depleted, the pumps can't keep up with refilling.
Right. Or if you turn them all on, you lose pressure on some.
Absolutely.
Right. Because it's coming out of one system. Why does the Southern California not realize that that's stupid? You should probably have another system.
But it goes back to what you said earlier about the funding that was going towards building more water tanks. Why did they never do this? They know there's fires. Come on, we're in California. Dude, it happens every fucking year. It's called fire season. We know it. And why do we have it? Because like you said, they're trying to save the little three-legged whatever. I get it. Listen, they'll find another place to go live. They'll be pushed out further. But we need to have defensible area between our cities.
Look, I know this is going to sound harsh to the environmentalist. I know. But millions of species go extinct every year for whatever reason. The smelt can go on that list. This little fish that we've been fighting to keep for decades.
Yeah, but the smelt also they're everywhere in the ocean.
Right. I don't know what the deal is for keeping it alive in California's, you know, reservoirs and streams, but look.
I mean, it's food for another species, really. I'm
right.
Sure.
Right. And then that species will figure out, hey, if I'm going to live longer, I might have to get another fish.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this little rodent that for the brush is habitat. We have to figure out exactly what is important and what is not. And the Democrats can't seem to do that. Everything is not important. We can't sit there and go, this entire list needs to be protected. We need to keep this for, oh shit. We need to do all
this
crap.
I keep hitting my mic too.
Like everything to them is an important priority.
Yeah.
And at some point you get what we have right now because everything is so much a priority.
Systems fail.
Systems all fail.
Yeah.
You have to sit there and go, well, you know, I get it. The smelt is amazing, but we still need water. It's either, you know, it's like.
Okay, but Manuel. All the water that comes down from Canada from all the ice melt, there is enough there to come all the way down that West Coast area, all the way in and feed into, you know, California.
Right.
So instead of diverting that into the fucking ocean
for a fish,
why are we not creating a diversion system that comes where it needs?
We can protect the fish and track the water.
Exactly.
But we don't even do that.
They don't have an excuse.
Now, I know Trump is a low IQ dumbass. But he's not. He's
very low IQ.
He's the stupidest man on the planet. If you talk to any left leaning,
I know.
Yeah, he's dumb as shit. But for some reason,
especially compared to Harry Sisson, right?
Oh, and Luke and Dean. but for some fucking reason, he's never that far off the ball for being a moron. Why? The question is,
you know,
not,
what's funny is when he says something to kick that can down the road. By the time you catch up to that can,
you're playing videos from 2018,
you already realize. Wait a minute. Didn't he say that back there?
He said that in 2018, right in front of Gavin, in front of a fire.
Why does it make sense now? I thought that guy was an idiot. Yeah. I mean, the way he says it is, I think, why people think he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's fucking. Because
he will dumb down things. Like when he said rake the forest. Did people really think he really meant, let's go out and rake
the forest?
No, there are machines that do this shit. It's called cleaning it up.
Yes.
And maintaining it.
Taking all the dead wood and brush and moving it.
And it's really about creating those defensible areas, right? It's like, look, we're next to a town. We're next to a city. We're not saying that little rodent like you were talking about.
I can't remember which
we're going to clear X amount of acreage.
So the fire doesn't keep jumping.
Okay, yeah. So if we do that, that rodent will stay up above that area. They're not getting eliminated. They're just going to have to move their habitat up.
Yeah.
We're not destroying the entire forest.
The most.
I mean they act like by trying to keep up and maintain these areas that we're literally going scorched earth on our entire planet.
Dude, the funniest shit ever so far is not only the video we're about to play, but there is a news thing. I was watching the news last night and they were talking about the Palisades fire, and then there's another fire that was right next to it. Now how that fire got there was it the embers, because it was a 50-mile winds or whatever, blew over the freeway and hit the hillside. And then the first thing the reporter says made me laugh. She goes, and it's burning all the brush that we should have
Yeah.
I was laughing. I was like, he said something about the brush in 2018. And now we're burning the brush along the thing that's going up the mountainside. I was like, I know he's an idiot, but he's not that far off when he talks, you know? It's like the same thing with the whales and the fucking windmills on Rogan. Everybody said he's bullshit.
No, he's not, though.
All of a sudden, a documentary surfaces talking about the windmills and the hum in the ocean.
Yes, and how it's throwing disrupting the whales' communication and patterns.
And mating patterns. So now they're dying on beaches in some countries.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden. He can't be that fool. Is he dumb? I don't think he's... I mean...
Well, hold tight, because as soon as he takes office, he's going to reveal everything about the drones.
Oh.
That's next. That's next.
All right. Anyway, so this entire setup that we kind of derailed
we went
on,
through most of it.
Well, hit Ted Lieu.
Oh, back to Teddy.
Yeah. So this entire setup about the budget being cut and every Democrat saying no. This right here.
This
CNN interview with the LA battalion chief in charge of the whole fucking schmeal.
Yeah.
It's a minute long, but we just want to get to the part where she talks only about the budget.
Do you know where it's at?
I don't, because
let's just play it.
Just go for it.
Let me be clear. The $17 million budget cut and the elimination of our civilian positions like our mechanics did and has and will continue to severely impact our ability to repair our apparatus. So with that,
we just literally went over that. So who's lying? I'm going to play this again, but who's lying? We just had the documentation we read.
We went
over the budget.
We read Ted Lieu, who is a politician in California. Yeah. We just gone over some retard at Fox News talking about how it's not cut.
Yeah.
We just ran through Harry's bullshit talking about how MAGA is creating misinformation.
Proved all of them wrong.
And straight from the battalion chief's own mouth, is yes, the budget was cut.
So she just confirmed what we just said. Let me back this up. We need to do it again. Hold on. Back it up. All right, everybody. Turn up your radio, whatever you listen to. According to Harry Sasson and every leftist, this never happened.
Yes, it's
here
a complete
is the
bullshit.
Actual chief. Here's the actual chief telling
Christine
you otherwise.
Christine Crowley.
Yeah. Here we go.
Let me be clear. The $17 million budget cut and the elimination of our civilian positions like our mechanics did and has and will continue to severely impact our ability to repair our apparatus. So with that, we have over 100 fire apparatus out of service, and having these apparatus in
son of
a proper
bitch.
Amount of mechanics.
See, exactly what I said. And it's, I've sat in these meetings, man. They always attack the actual staff, the employees.
Yep.
They always want to reduce how many people they have. And what she said is like, look, it's common sense. I have work to do. Cool. We need people in these positions to take care of that work. Great. Hire them. Cool. Hold on. We can't afford them. We could, but we don't want to pay for it. Can you justify the position? Well, yes. Well, I think that we can reduce it. Okay. But we still have the work to do. Well, you no longer have the budget to do the work.
Uh-huh.
But if we don't do it, then we have failures. Well, we don't have the budget now. That's exactly what happened.
So then you go down. You go down to this. Just click that photo.
This photo?
Yeah. The New York Post,
Karen Bass.
The mayor, Karen Bass, cuts the department by $17.6 million months before the wildfire hits. And this is the months that you referenced in the office budget thing.
Never happened.
It never happened. Harry knows. Harry knows some shit that I don't know.
Hey, fuck Harry Sisson, dude. I don't get it. He's nothing but a blowhard. Look, just because you have a big social media account doesn't make you a credible person.
How does he get
person.
A million followers? Because talk about not knowing your shit.
I have a theory about how these people get so big. I think some of it are literally brainwashed leftist idiots, and the other is a bunch of MAGA who follow them just so they can talk shit. I think that's what it is.
Because my God.
I guarantee the majority of his followers are probably MAGA people who are just looking for him to put his foot in his mouth and talk shit.
Dude, what I really hit on...
Stretch Goose, new episode dropping soon.
Monday.
The Three Stooges. Three Stooges.
You got to get into this. Okay, the main thing that I was hitting on with all these 19 to 22 year olds that have been propping up like Harry is they don't have enough life in them to be talking the way they're talking.
They haven't seen enough of the world.
No, they haven't been around the block.
Like, it doesn't mean they don't have an opinion, but if you're gonna drop an opinion and try to claim facts, why don't you be a real journalist? Like the guy thinks he's a journalist. Do some fucking read. Dude, we just did a couple of basic Google searches.
We weren't even prepped for this fucking show.
We weren't prepped at all.
And we just spent 10 minutes and we found it all.
Everybody, just so you know, we never prepped this show. Random Thoughts is never prepped. Ever. And we're able to figure these things out within seconds of us talking to each other.
And it still sounds like a decent show. I mean, how do you fucking... This is banana shit to me. Like... And now because of this, Karen Bass, in a quote that is not even online, I can't remember what paper it's in, she said that even with the budget cuts that she admits to doing, that it does not take away from them being able to do their job in the firefighting.
So there's a, credit to Dan Bongino. I was listening to it the other day. I haven't listened to him a long time. And he actually, and the only reason I clicked on it because he was talking about the fire is like, well, let's see what info he has.
Yeah.
And he had a clip of this reporter from Sky News, because Karen Bass, instead of being here to take care of things, was off in Ghana, Africa somewhere, doing whatever excursion, vacation.
Oh, and the dude was doing the quizzing?
And he was there ready for her when she was getting off the plane, whatever, transferring. I don't know what she was doing.
She was transferring. She landed in Europe.
He was just asking her, like, what are you doing here instead of managing the situation in California? Like, he was just grilling her. She said zero.
Oh, yeah.
Crickets the entire time. She had one response.
The best contrast of this, we had the frozen moment in Texas, right? Cruz went to Mexico to drop off.
All the utilities that couldn't.
He went to Mexico to drop off his family and fly back.
Yeah.
While he was in flight, they were ripping him a new ass for not being there to help the Texans get their power back on. This bitch is in Ghana for some fucking reason. They have a fire. She's coming back a week into the fire.
Right.
And there's not a word about that. That's perfectly okay.
So
and
I think she was on a two-week... Let's be fair. I think she was on a two-week vacation.
I don't care.
But if you're the mayor
and
of
shit
LA
happens,
your entire city's burning down...
Your vacation's a little short.
You're done.
You get
on the fucking plane. And don't tell me you don't get the money, because she gets paid how much to be mayor of LA?
Oh, it's six figures.
It's a six-figure salary.
I don't remember the number. But
And you know, as a mayor of LA, she could always use those public funds to get back to do her duties, right? She could have got a plane the next fucking day. Probably could have got it that same night if it was available.
Oh, yeah.
And headed to LA. She chose not to.
For all we know, it was a private flight.
She chose to stay on her vacation.
Should have been a private flight, too.
Let it burn.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why she's getting shit for it. And well, it's not the only thing. She's done other things that are fucking stupid. But she just totally... showed that she would rather be on vacation than take care of a devastating situation in her own fucking city. And the left is losing the support of their movie stars because their houses are burning down.
Oh, they're all mad.
Yeah.
Okay, so got to remember this, though. She was a finalist for a vice president job, Karen Bass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think after Kamala, I think that's off the table for someone.
All right, how long we been flying on this?
I don't know. Hour?
Has it been an hour?
Roughly, yeah. We're almost at an hour and 15 in here.
Oh, shit. All right, let's spend 5 minutes on something.
I mean, after we're done editing, I don't know if it'll...
Oh, I'm sure.
How long we'll be, you know, total, but... Well, hey, everybody, you've been with us for over an hour.
I'm pretty sure that a good chunk of it will... But, you know, I do want to spend 5 minutes on this. I want to get into Chris Cuomo.
Let's do that. You brought this up. I didn't hear the podcast, but Christopher Cuomo.
Let's just set this way. I listened to one of his episodes. It's about 45 minutes of him bitching. We don't have any clips cut or anything like that. We're just going to do a simple reaction response, if you will. Basically, he went on a bitch sesh. For actually, you know what? I'm gonna read you.
I don't know what my Red Bull going down the wrong way.
He just got fucking assaulted by his Red Bull. I had to stop for a minute. What the hell are we doing over here?
All right, sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
You fucking froze me on that one.
God damn, I was like.
So it's his latest episode. He's talking about Mark Zuckerberg, and I guess Mark Zuckerberg has decided to
Hold on, before you go further, I gotta get this out. Fuck Zuck. Okay.
You can have a whole bunch of pads with that shit.
I'm going to set a lot of triggers up.
Of fuck this piece of shit that. Anyway,
you know what? 2025. I just figured we've been podcasting for a while, so why hold back anymore?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, obviously.
I mean, none of these other idiots do.
Oh God, no.
So, yeah, fuck Zuck.
But so, because Zuckerberg has decided to go from fact checkers to community notes, and that really. Triggered Chris for an entire episode that is roughly an hour, I think. No, about... Oh, I'm wrong. Look at the wrong one. 36 minutes. I'm sorry. It was a bitch sesh for 36 minutes. So he essentially... What he does is he says that Zuckerberg is full of shit. He's only doing this for the money. You know, he's cowering to the right for personal gain, which everybody does.
I can agree with that statement, though. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, but every rich guy does. They're like, oh, this is the new administration. Let's pivot to be, right. You know, they all do that. So I don't care about that. But the portion that I really thought was interesting is he dives into a lot of podcasters that are not journalists, that don't have the paperwork, not certified. And they just say shit and none of it's fact checked. And then they dilute or ruin the pool, if you will. And he brought up a guy that you just interviewed on your own personal one, the last episode you just did, what's his name? Roy? The drone guy.
Oh.
God, I'm farting right now.
You're talking about the original clip that came out with that guy, that CEO?
Whoever you just interviewed.
Ryan Macbeth.
Ryan
Macbeth.
I was gonna say Roy Macbeth.
I thought you were talking about the first video that came out over the.
I'm saying the.
You're talking about Ryan Macbeth. Yeah.
So, he brought him up, and he's saying he's getting all these interviews with all these podcasts, and he didn't even work on the drones. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Extra, 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 and he's not being vetted by all these podcasters, all these dicks with beanies and all this crap.
Cuomo's an idiot.
And I was kind of like, I want to pose this to you because I saw that, I saw the video-ish podcast form of it, and it's just him turning red and getting mad. So I want to bring that to you because you actually interviewed the dude. And I'm just curious. I know, is Cuomo full of shit?
Yeah.
Probably, but did you vet the guy?
Okay.
You know.
So when it came to Ryan, So I have a couple of other people that I interact with that are actually in the Intel community, okay? And Ryan Macbeth is part of that Intel community, okay?
Right.
Doesn't mean they're all best friends, but you know, they all know how to spot a bullshitter, all right? Ryan's been around for a while.
Right.
Okay? He's got a pretty big YouTube channel. Ryan got into hot water just recently because he called Sean Ryan and what's the guy's name? Shoemake. What's his first name?
Shoemakey? Shoemaker? Yeah. Not Shoemaker.
Anyway, he called them liars initially when they were talking about what was going on with the Las Vegas
shooting?
No, the bombing that happened over the New Year's.
Oh, the bomb.
The Tesla.
Okay.
Because they were talking about Matthew Liversberger, the Green Beret, all right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden these messages came out and there was like messages from the phone, an email, here and there. And the way the email came across, it was suspect, man. It's kind of shady. And so he made a statement saying that they were liars, that Sean Ryan should have vetted this. And then he had something against Shoemake because I guess he knows him. He's interacted with him.
Yeah.
And so I think Ryan's a smart guy. He wrote a lot of the programming that a lot of people in the Intel side of things, you know, use. Not all of it, but he has his contributions. And he's in cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a statement, and I don't think he admitted this. He didn't go down the rabbit hole deep enough to find out how far it went. Now, he recently did release an apology. I called him out because when I had him on my show, I pressed him on this and he didn't say that I fucked up. So I got a little peeved by that because it's like, hold on, dude. I just had you January 7th and all of a sudden January 8th, you're making this post. Why didn't you just bring that up? But he already responded and he said, it was on X. He's actually just responding. He goes, hey, I just found out after I recorded the show because he did tell me that he's doing a deeper dive. So I'm not saying he was lying to me at all or holding anything back. I think he was trying to make sure he was right or wrong. He wanted to see where it was going. So he was man enough to correct his mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ryan, in terms of vetting, when I thought it would be an interesting person, I came across a video and then my other friend who actually is in the Intel community, he goes, oh yeah, you know, I know this guy. And because it was all around the drone time, remember? And so when I saw his video, I asked him, I was like, what do you think of this? And he goes, oh, I know who that is.
Okay.
He goes, he's a real Intel guy. Yeah, he's in the Intel community. He said he may have some bias. We may disagree on things, but yes, he's legitimate and he does do his due diligence. He put his foot in his mouth in that situation with the whole Sean Ryan fiasco. But in general, yeah, he knows what he's fucking talking about. Okay.
Okay.
He's a real guy. And I didn't have him on until I got enough confirmation from different people to say, yes, he's a real Intel guy. Yes, he knows what he's talking about. Okay. So Chris Cuomo's a fucking idiot. Okay. I don't give a fuck if he's a journalist. He knows nothing about Ryan McBeth. Okay. He's just talking out his ass. Everything about Cuomo I noticed lately is it sounds like jealousy that these podcasters, such as, I mean, people like us are getting more reach. And I will agree with one thing about what Cuomo said. There are a lot of people who just say things for clicks and likes and whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't do their due diligence and vet anything. So yeah, you do have that, but you also have that in fucking mainstream media.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Fox News got caught how many times? CNN's got caught lying. MSNBC's got caught lying.
Yeah.
Like you don't have any credibility, Cuomo.
And a lot of them do issue retractions.
You know,
and like
he got into hot water over what he was saying about the vaccines and the masking, remember?
Yeah.
And then fast forward, everything that he said was fucking proven to be wrong. Fucking Dave Smith tore him a new asshole in a debate. So, Dave Smith, he's a comedian.
So what, again,
comedian.
I guess is what, you know, what's his real point then?
I think he's just jealous, man, because he's not getting the attention. He's probably not getting the eyeballs he used to when everybody thought CNN was God and was the final word and everything. When later it came out to be true that they were all lying. You know, they were all just pushing an agenda that was given to them by the Democrat Party for the most part.
Yeah.
And okay. then they realized that everybody caught on and then they tried to pivot and go back to telling the news like they used to do, but they already lost all lost all of their viewers. But he's not on CNN. He's on
News Nation now.
Yeah, News Nation. He's been there for a while now.
But how did he get to News Nation? He lost his job. He said he got screwed, but
I think
you were interviewing your brother for months on COVID.
Right.
It was a contradiction, a conflict of interest, and also a contradiction because of the stuff Chris did during COVID.
So absolutely. It's
like, you know, I mean, you're supposed to be in lockdown and you're over there surveying one of your houses when it's getting built. And then you come out from the ground, you know, cured, like, you know, Christ rises. And your whole family in the video is looking at you like you're a fucking moron because you were just out surveying your house.
Well,
you know, so it's like photo ops, video ops. Like he's done a lot of things where it's like.
Well, and now Chris is on News Nation. Cuomo. Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo.
And he did bring some viewers over because he does have a following.
Yeah.
You know, we can't say he doesn't. And he's not wrong all the time. I mean, look, he knows how to be a journalist when he wants to.
But
he's also lately become very opinionated. He's more of a he's been more of a talking head throughout the years than anything else. You know, that's exactly what he is. He's an opinion man.
And his, I mean, he has a podcast called The Chris Cuomo Project, and that's where I heard this from. So, and so he's obviously getting into this space too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that it's overcrowded and he has to push some people out of the way. That's the vibe.
I will say his statements about Ryan are inaccurate.
Well, just it was just more of the overall people don't vet right. And since you
and he may not
you're
be
directly
wrong.
Linked to some of that. So yeah. I just thought, you know, how did it go?
And he's Chris Cuomo's not exactly wrong in his statement, but with him saying what he did about Ryan McBeth, Ryan McBeth. It's not hard to verify his military service. Okay.
Yeah.
There's some things with anybody that serves in the military that the public will never find out, but you can say, you can easily find out, yeah, he served. Yes, he was in this regiment. And you're not going to get all the details because you're never going to as someone on our side around the military.
Yeah, most of
and even
redacted.
The military, not everybody knows who does what. So yes, he was there. Yes, he could verify his employment records with different companies that provided intel services, right? So that's verifiable. So if you just keep going down the line, you can't say he isn't who he is.
Yeah.
You can't. And he's one of the guys that if he wanted to, he could flip this on Cuomo and be like, cool, let me dig up your dirt. But he hasn't. Could he? Sure.
Yeah. I just
but he hasn't. So his statements on Ryan McBeth, in my opinion, Ryan's a good guy, man. From me talking to him, he's cool, easy to talk to.
Right.
He explains things, I think sometimes in a dumbed down manner. And he does it purposely so that everybody can understand what he's trying to say. Did he fuck up on the whole Matthew Leiversberger thing and put his foot in his mouth? Sure. But he also later said, hey, I fucked up.
Yeah, everybody does.
It happens because, you know, sometimes you jump the gun. Sometimes there's people who just like, hold on. I know this guy's an idiot, so I'm automatically not going to believe what he's saying. And I have to say something. And you know, he jumped the gun on that. He did. But regardless, he corrected it. He said, yeah, I fucked up. But he did find other information on that. And he was able to connect things to Leiversberger down the road. There's a video. I'll show you later.
Hey,
we're not going to do it on this show.
No.
So anyway, Cuomo's wrong about Ryan McBeth. He is the real deal. He is.
Okay.
You don't have to agree with everything he says, but he is the real deal.
Okay. Well, I just thought it was interesting. I know it's not, I guess it's a way of closing the show.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So fuck Chris Cuomo.
I think our next visit, we will have Pad saying, Gavin Newsom's a bitch. Fuck Chris Cuomo. Fuck you, Zuck.
Fuck Zuck. Gavin Newsom's a piece
and
of
Harry's
shit.
And Harry's a bitch.
Oh, fuck Harry Sisson. Sisson? I don't even know how you pronounce that.
It's called retarded.
All right.
Anyway.
We're going to end it.
That's it.
That is our first episode of 2025, and that was a lot to go over.
We will see you eventually.
Yeah, stay tuned. It's content is coming. All right, pieces.
I want to break your soul into